subscribe. You can watch us on CBS 47 and Fox 30. You can listen right here on ESPN 690. And you can subscribe to our YouTube and podcast, Action Sports Shacks on ESPN 690. Action Sports Shacks. Watch, listen, subscribe.
Hi there, this is Jacob Murray, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Show Baseball on ESPN 690.
7-1, Nashville leading Jacksonville. Top of the sixth inning, top of the order for the Jumbo Shrimp. Eric Lauer has been really strong so far. Only blemish, an Austin Allen home run in the fifth. Nashville 6 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. By the way, we've got high school football coming your way on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. The pitch to Mangum. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-1. So we will head to that in a few minutes, if that's what you're waiting for. And if you want to stay at our game, go to 0-1. Change up, bottom of the zone, call strike two. Go to the at Jack Shrimp Twitter feed, and there'll be a link there you can click on to listen to the remainder of the game. Scott Kornberg here in Nashville, Tennessee, the bachelorette party capital of the world. 0-2, here comes. Swing and a foul into the mitt of the catcher. Henry, strike three. A cutter on the outside corner. So Lauer's got 7 punch-outs. And up comes Jacob Amaya. Lefty-righty. Here's the pitch. Fastball is inside and low. It's ball one. One oh. Line shot up the middle, base hit. So Maya's on for the first time. He's 1-for-3. He's 12 for his last 37, so nice little hot streak to close the season. One out base runner. Jacksonville still a big hill to climb. They're down by 6 runs here in the sixth inning. And up comes Dane Myers. Second baseman Jones up the middle. Here's the pitch from Lauer. Fastball up and in. Ball one. Myers 0 for 2. Lauer third base side. Mentioned he's from Ohio. Here's the go to first, and Amaya darts back in. Lauer's favorite players as a kid? Well, CC Sabathia, Cliff Lee. He's a left-handed pitcher. They were two of the best lefties of the 21st century. For a good part of it with Cleveland. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Cutter down beneath the zone. It's 1-1. Myers taps home plate. Holds the bat very low near his belly button. 1-1. Change up outside. It's ball two. Johnston on deck. Jumbo Shrimp down by 6 runs here in the top of the sixth inning. One out and the man on first. Now the 2-1. Fastball up and away. 3-1. .735 Eastern, first pitch tomorrow. Penultimate game of the year. 3-1. Knocked foul. This play aside, now the play count is full. And then season wraps up at 1:05 Eastern on Sunday, 12:05 Central. It's been a pleasure all year. Thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcasts. 3-2. Here it comes. Fastball inside. That's ball four. So Myers draws a one-out walk, bumps him by in the second, 7-1 Nashville here in the sixth inning. And for those listening on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com, the Blitz scoreboard is coming up after the break, after the conclusion of our of this. You can click the link on the Jack Shrimp Twitter feed. We'll have the remainder of the game there, but send it over to the Blitz scoreboard if you're listening on ESPN 690 at ESPN690.com. That is coming your way next. And well, Scott Kornberg here from Nashville. Thanks for listening, everybody.
WOKV Jacksonville. Listen live.
Thanks, Scott.
You go on ESPN690.com.
Have a good one.
ESPN690.com.
Thanks to those who have moved over to the stream with us. Jumbo Shrimp down against Nashville 7-1. Troy Johnston just hit with a pinch here in the sixth inning on his back. That loads up the bases. Jacob Amaya goes second to third. Dane Myers first to second. And Johnston out at first. One out. Scott Kornberg here at First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee. And Nathan Burdick is the batter. Jacksonville down by 6 runs. Batting with the bases loaded, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Lefty against righty. Here's the pitch to Burdick. Fastball in near his shoe tops, and it's 1-0. Good speed on the bases. Outfield deep in the other way. 1-0 from Lauer. Rocket in the air, deep to left of the corner. It curls foul. It's 1-1. Jumbo Shrimp getting out hit 9-4 in this game. One and one, here comes. Swinging a liner back to the screen, foul. It's 1-2. Lauer still only barely above 70 pitches. That was his 70th of the game, actually. Very efficient through 5 1/3 innings so far. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball up and in, strike three. So Lauer with his 8th punch out. Base is still loaded in. 2 out now. Here's Austin Allen. 8 strikeouts, tied for the 2nd most in the game this year for Lauer. Lefty against lefty. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul into the middle of the catcher, Henry. It's 0-1. Encarnacion on deck. Jacksonville trailing 7-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Bases loaded, two outs. Outfield deep in the other way. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball up and away. One ball and one strike. The Marlins game is now 16-0 in favor of Milwaukee. They're in the seventh inning, so this is really a disastrous day in the Marlins organization. 1-1. Line shot up the middle through to center base hit. Amaya scores from third. Myers gets the wave around third. He comes in to score as well. Johnson ends to third. Two-run single for Allen. Jacksonville within 7-3 here in the sixth inning. So Allen's dripping in all three runs in this game. And here's Encarnacion. All of a sudden, you get another hit. And it can maybe be interesting again. Runners on the corners and two outs. Lefty-righty. Outfield shades Encarnacion towards right center. His natural stroke heads out that way. Pitch from Lauer. Fastball, top of the zone, outside corner, called strike one. Lauer holds to the belt, 0-1. Fastball is upstairs, a ball and a strike. Johnson on third, Allen on first, Encarnacion batting. And a lot of power. He had two home runs yesterday. He's 1-for-2 today. 1-1 pitch. Fastball, eye level outside. It's ball two. The 2-1. Ball inside. Ball three. Roshan's on deck. If Encarnacion can get on. Taps home plate with a black bat. Twirls it around. Holds it way up near his right ear. Here's the 3-1. Fastball inside, ball four. So that loads him up again. Allen goes to second. Encarnacion on at first. Johnston is the runner at third. And Jordan Groshans, believe it or not, is the tying run. Jeremy Accardo out to the mound, and he's going to talk things over here with Eric Lauer. So Lauer was a buzzsaw through the first five innings and has finally hit a rough spot here in this sixth inning. Lefty up in the bullpen for Nashville. Lefty-righty. Here's the pitch. Ground ball down the third base side. Sliding stop to his right. Toro gets up long to the first, not in time. Johnston scores from third. Allen goes to third base. Encarnacion to second. Infield RBI single for Groshans, but that saved at least a run. For the time being, a ground ball right over third. Toro dove to his right, sprawling, reel it in, and it keeps it an infield single. So here's the ball, tying run on first. It's 7-4 now in the sixth. The first pitch. Ground ball is short. Right at Devaney. Fields goes to a knee. Goes to first. Side retired. But Jacksonville picks up three runs in the inning on three hits. Bases left loaded. Middle of the sixth. Nashville 7. Jacksonville 4. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Shrimp fans, TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at TIAABank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Pitcher, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
7-4. Jacksonville trying to get back in things. Nashville in front here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Archie Bradley will face the top of the order. Jones, Chorio, and Miller. Righty gave up a run in the fifth inning. The first pitch. Fastball, letter high strike in the inside corner. Nothing in one. Jumbo Shrimp, 0-1. Fastball low, one ball and one strike. Trailed this game 6-0 and then 7-1. So they have shaved that deficit in half. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 1-2 now. Outfield straight up. Jones has not been retired today. Here's the 1-2. Fastball aside. 2-2. He's singled in the first. Walked in both the third and fourth innings. Fastball at the letters. Inside corner. Called strike three. So Bradley with his third punch out. One down in the sixth inning. Chorio hits. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike one. Outfield to pull. Now the 0-1 from Bradley. Swinging a topper on the ground. Foul left of the home plate area. 0-2. Open stance for Chorio. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Jacksonville. Seven runs, nine hits, no errors for Nashville. The 1-2. Line shot, the second snare by LeBlanc for the second out. The ball was hit pretty hard. LeBlanc had to take two hard steps to his left, and he made the play. And it's two outs. So Owen Miller bats. 7-4, Jacksonville. Nashville bullpen is quiet, so it looks like Eric Lauer is going to go back out there for the seventh. Here's the first pitch. Fastball downstairs, ball one. LeBlanc playing up the middle at second. Johnson off the line at first. The 1-0 to Miller. Low again with a fastball. 2-0. Weimer on deck if Miller can get on. Right-hand batter right up on the inside corner. Here's the 2-0. High fly ball to left, not deep. Mangum moves pretty much right there. He moves one step to his left, cans it, side retired. 1-2-3 for Nashville in the sixth inning. Nothing across. End of six, the Sound still in front, 7-4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you could be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp theme giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more. The Jumbo Shrimp giveaway Saturday lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers.
Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting six military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville infielder CJ Hinojosa. You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Late innings. Jacksonville facing a 7-4 deficit. Eric Lauer finally hit trouble in the sixth inning. Jacksonville scored three times against him. He'll face the top of the order here in the seventh. Nine men batted against him. It's his fourth time through. The pitch to Mangum, line back to the screen foul. It's 0-1. Meanwhile, Jacksonville is action in their bullpen. So Bradley's probably done after two innings. The 0-1 changeup is low, a ball and a strike. Think it's Brady Puckett down there, but it's hard to tell. 1-1. Swing and miss and a high fastball. 1-2. Outfield to pull on Mangum. Puckett's been looking forward to getting into a game because he's from about 40 minutes away in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where Middle Tennessee State is, but not attend MTSU. 1-2. Fastball up and away. Count levels 2-2. Let's say more about it. Puckett, if he does end up coming in at the bottom of the seventh. The school right here in Lipscomb, here in Nashville. 2-2. Poked up in the air, first base side, foul territory. Black, the first baseman, goes to his left and he runs into room. So another 2-2 upcoming. Sound yesterday went to the bullpen with two outs in the first. Caleb Bosley went six in the third innings. Longest Sound relief outing since May 27th, 2019. Swinging a miss, strike three. Cutter on the inside corner. Nine strikeouts for Lauer, ties the season high. One away here in the seventh. It's Maya batting. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and in near the shoe tops. Ball one. That's Claudio. From the bullpen for Nashville again. One out, nobody on, the 1-0. Shrimp down by three here in the seventh. Anyway, Tim Dillard went seven innings against Round Rock, May 27, 2019. So Bosley, really good in relief yesterday. Lauer's been really good today. He's gone six in the third so far. Here's the 1-1. Chopper to third to his left, Toro. Grimes it, then has the ball sneak out of his mitt. And Maya's save, so an error. And a one-out base hitter. Toro had that ball for a moment, and then he had it slip right out. So here's Myers standing up to the right side. Bosley threw 97 pitches in the game yesterday, most for a Nashville reliever since Sam Naren went 7 1/3 innings through 109 pitches. Here's the offering to Myers. Tomahawks a foul over the screen behind home plate, 0-1. Then on May 15th, 2011. So Bosley really helped save the bullpen for the remainder of the season. A one on Myers. Half cut, breaking ball beneath the zone. He was able to check his swing. It's 1-1, but Peyton Henry wants to challenge that. And the Nashville catcher was right at the bottom of the zone. He's such a smart player. So now it's 0-2 instead of 1-1. A tough day for the home plate umpire, Steven Jasinski. He's missed a lot of calls. 0-2 on Myers. Chopper to short. When he back on the vein, he goes to second one. Relay to first. Not in time. And it's a fielder's choice, 6-4. Myers on it. First base with two outs here in the seventh inning. Jacksonville down by three. Troy Johnston bats. He stands in the left-hand batter's box. Lehigh Valley, elimination number of one, is losing 3-1, bottom of the eighth at home to Worcester. And Durham is up 2-0 in the top of the ninth. Their magic number to clinch the second half title is one. They're three outs away. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball one. They're playing in Gwinnett, so they've got a bat first, but we are getting maybe closer to crowning a second half champion tonight for the right to take on Norfolk in the International League Championship Series. One oh on Johnston. Lauer a kick and then fires to first and Myers dives back in. Again, Lauer led baseball in pickoffs a couple years ago, so the Jumbo Shrimp leads have been barely a couple steps tonight. Myers is so close to the bag right now, they're not even trying anything on Lauer. Here's the 1-0. Fastball down and away. Ball two. This is a Jumbo Shrimp team that isn't necessarily super aggressive in terms of stealing bases. They're 11th in the amount of steals this year, but they're normally very successful. They're fourth in their success rate. And that's been completely wiped away. 2-0. Fastball outside. Ball three. They're down 7-4. Two out and a runner on first. Here in the top of the seventh. And it is Brady Puckett in the bullpen. The 3-0. Fastball bottom of the zone. Called strike one. Burdick on deck if Johnston can get on. Lauer is at 97 pitches. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a foul at home plate. And the count is full, so Myers will get a head start over on first. Jackson, 1-for-2, hit by a pitch and a run scored. Here's the 3-2, runner goes. Fastball, Anthony's hit a half, ball strike, green side retired. Season high, 10 punch-outs for Eric Lauer. And 7 strong innings tonight, no runs, no hits. One runner left. Middle of the 7th, it's time to stretch. Jacksonville trailing Nashville, 7-4. Powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Hey, this is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Daniel Castano. Listen to ESPN 600.
Last of the 7th, call of the order for Nashville. Sounds up 7-4. Brady Puckett comes home, pitches, and the big righty throws a fastball in the inside corner to Joey Weimer. It's 0-1. Weimer, Black, and Toro. Puckett, the third pitcher of the day for Jacksonville. He's really struggled in AAA this far. The 0-1. Chopper towards short to his right, Amaya. Backhand to chest high. Slings it to first. There's one away. Puckett's appeared in 2 games, giving up 5 runs on 4 hits in 3 innings, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts. He's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Went to Lipscomb here in Nashville. He actually played in this field against Vanderbilt. Kind of a Nashville school classic. The pitch, fastball, outside corner to the left-hand batting Black, who wants to challenge that. And he is correct. The pitch is well off the plate. But really, normally, not every challenge is right, but I think about 9 of the 10 have been correct today, if not 10 out of 11. So it's 1-0 on Black. Here's the pitch. Golf's a foul, third base side, now to play 1-1. The success rate on challenges is about 40 to 45% this year. So, just not Steven Jasinski's day behind the plate. One and one. Pitch to Black. Fastball is low, ball two. Puckett's a huge guy, 6'9". 250 pounds, 28-year-old right-hander, 15th round pick in 2017. The pitch, fastball way up and away. Ball three. He was excited to come home. Said it was a little bit tough to know what to tell family and friends about. Hey, I'm a reliever. I don't know exactly when I'm going to pitch, but people are going to come here and watch him and hope that he was going to come in. The 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. One out walk. And that'll bring up Toro. Black's out for the third time in this game. Really good player. Puckett made 30 22 appearances with Double A Pensacola, 2-2 record, 3.99 ERA. Here's the pitch. Fastball, another high strike on the outside edge. 0-1. Pitch 38 and one third innings. 37 hits allowed. 23 walks, 54 strikeouts. Spin and throw to first, and Black dives back in safely. 7-4 Nashville. One out man on first here in the bottom of the seventh. Paca was mainly a starter at Lipscomb. The 0-1. Ground ball towards second. By a dive in the block. Into right center base hit. Black around second, heads to third. And there's runners on the corners, one out for Darren Ruff. So a sharp ground ball, 103 miles per hour to the right of LeBlanc. Tried to dive and couldn't come up with it. There's Ruff. Big spot in this game. Jacksonville wants to try to erase a six-run deficit. They've got rid of half of it, but Nashville trying to add back on. Puckett was the eighth Sun Pitcher of the Year in 2016. Louisville Slugger, third-team All-American as well. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, ball one. 2.93 ERA that year. He was selected out of high school by the Mets, 33rd round in 2014. Did not sign. The 1-0. Fastball inside. Ball two. Went to Riverdale High School. At the inside corner pitch. At the knees. It's 2-1. It's about 32 miles away from here. It's a 35-minute drive southeast of Nashville. 2-1. Fastball low again. Ball three. His dad played basketball. I mean, Brady is 6'8". That's where he got the height from. 3-1. Runner on first goes. Pitch is bounced to foul. On the third base side. Count is full. First and third. One out. Nashville leads by three. Bottom of the seventh. Barry Puckett played at Union University of Jackson, Tennessee. His uncle also played basketball as well as baseball at Union. And Puckett's grandfather played professionally in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Week two, runner on first goes again. Fastball upstairs again. Ball four. Three consecutive base runners. Ruff walks. Toro goes to second. One out. There's Henry. Base is loaded. And dire straits right now for Jacksonville, trying to keep this in 7-4. Buckets really struggled in AAA. Here's the pitch. Way inside, ball one. It's mainly been command issues. All behind hitters, walking a lot of hitters. 1-0. Chopper to second, could be two. The ball fields, goes to second one. Relay to first, double play. 4-6-3, side retired. So Puckett toes the line in the seventh, but gets out of it. No runs, one hit, two left. End of seven, Nashville seven, Jacksonville four on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
A Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans. Are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, or the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. Fans can enjoy feature stories, player analysis, looks around both the International League and the Marlins farm system, and more. That's jaxshrimp.com for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the state I love.
I'm able to put down roots so I can finally build my own workshop.
All while being closer to my friends and family.
I get to give back in the field and at my town's food bank.
I get to learn the differences between a C-130 and an AC-130.
And I get to hear things like this.
I serve part-time and give back in my free time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
Hi, this is pitcher Devin Smith, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Nashville 7, Jacksonville 4, top of the 8th inning. And Eric Lauer's day is done. He was really good. 7 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits. Lauer struck out a season-high 10, walked 2. And he threw 99 pitches, so Alex Claudio is in. Diminutive lefty, 6'2", 190. He'll face the 5, 6, and 7 batters in the order. Burnick, Allen, and then Encarnacion. Claudio, third base side. Eyes set, crouching, and kicks his leg up high, turns his back, and throws a fastball at 85 miles per hour, swinging a miss. 0-1. He gets by now with guile. Had a good career with the Texas Rangers, but Claudio trying to stick around at 31. Born on January 31st. Here's the 0-1. Changeup outside, a ball and a strike. That's the only date of the calendar year to have 3 Hall of Famers born on it, and they're 3 really good Hall of Famers. Inner circle. Ernie Banks, Jackie Robinson, Nolan Ryan. Pretty darn good. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball beneath the zone. Also off the plate, it's 1-2. There's a great story about Ernie Banks playing in a doubleheader in Houston before the Astrodome. So it was outside. Here's the 1-2. Change up low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And it was really hot. And there were huge mosquitoes. Buck O'Neill, the Cubs coaches, said that you had to walk in packs. Otherwise, the mosquitoes would take you back to the nest. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Slow changeup at 70 miles per hour. Strike 3. One away here in the 8th. Shrimp down 3. It's Allen who's driven in 3 of the 4 runs today. Well, it's a doubleheader. Cubs in Colt 45s. Here's the pitch to Allen. Breaking ball outside, ball 1. Ernie Banks comes out of the dugout. He's taking the dugout steps 2 at a time. He's smiling, and this is his thing, a doubleheader, right? It's a beautiful day. Let's play 2. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, bottom of the zone, inside corner. Allen wants to challenge that. And that pitch was a strike. Strikes his shoulders. Oh, well. Win some, you lose some. Anyway, in the first game of the doubleheader, Ernie Banks, one of the greatest players of all time. Everybody's allowed to have an off day. 1-1. Grounded foul down the first base side. It's 1-2. He struck out 3 times. Then he fainted because it was so hot before the second game. He recovered enough to pinch hit in the 9th inning. The score was tied 5-5. Here comes Ernie Banks off the bench. You want to know what happened? He struck out. 1-2. Hooked in the air down the right field line of the corner. It's deep, and it one hops against the wall. Played by Chorio really quickly back to the infield, and then holds Allen to a single. Allen was running hard out of the box. He just hit that ball too hard. It's a short right field corner, 3-10 down the line. So Chorio played that perfectly and relayed it back in. So one out single. Shrimp down by 3. Here's Encarnacion. Artie Banks is crumpled at his locker. He looks exhausted. Fainted today. So drained by the heat. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul on the third base side. It's 0-1 in Buck O'Neill, one of the Cubs coaches. He managed Artie Banks in the Negro Leagues, taught him really the joy of the game, and they had a great relationship. And he went up to him and he said, "Beautiful day, huh, Ernie?" And Banks kind of looked at him for a second. The 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner. 0-2. And all of a sudden, he smiled as well. "They're all beautiful days, Buck," he said. "Just some days are more beautiful than others." 0-2. Liner in the air to left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Split the gap. Roll all the way to the wall. Allen hustling for third base. Gets the stop sign there. And Encarnacion cruises to second. He's out for the third time. And the tying run comes to the plate here in the eighth inning. Second and third. One out. So Jordan Groshans is the hitter. Can Jacksonville rally from a six-run deficit again? Ethan Small's loosening in the bullpen for Nashville. Here's the pitch to Groshans. Fastball inside, ball one. Claudio holds the ball in his left hand behind his back. Here's the 1-0. Changeup is low ball two. Jumbo Shrimp came back to beat Memphis from six down earlier this year. Did so against Durham as well. 2-0. Grounded foul down the third base side. It's 2-1. They also rallied from a 6-0 deficit to Charlotte. They were able to take the lead, but they couldn't hold on. They lost. So they've technically come back from 3 6-run deficits. Two-one pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside corner, 2-2. Claudio's made 50 appearances this year. Opponents, though, are hitting better than 300 against him. He's been a little bit shaky. Small is ready in the bullpen. 25 strikeouts and 42 and a third innings for Claudio. 2-2. Ground ball to third. Backhanded by Toro. Thinks about going home. Instead, slings it to first for the out. Allen scores from third. RBI grand out for Groshans. And Jacksonville within 7-5 here in the eighth inning. Encarnacion remains in second. Charles LeBlanc. Still the tying run. Runner on second, two outs. First pitch. Fastball strike at the letters outside edge. 0-1. Outfield a bit the other way. Mangum on deck, that's the top of the order. If he bats here, he would be the go-ahead run, the 0-1. Check swing, ground ball, weakly hit to short, charging into main. He fields on the grass, has no play. A check swing that didn't even reach the infield dirt. Encarnacion goes to third. LeBlanc is out at first, and the go-ahead run coming to the plate. And Rick Sweet's coming to the mound. Looks like a pitching change here for Claudio. With Mangum coming up, Ethan Small has been ready in the bullpen. No point yet from Sweet. Did leave Bosley in yesterday. This is a long chat now with Claudio. Home plate umpire Jashinski walking out to the mound. Small is not even throwing down there. He's just standing to see if Sweet makes the move, and now he finally does. So Nashville will go to the bullpen again. Jacksonville threatening down 7-5 Top of the eighth inning, first and third, two outs. Top of the order coming up, and a new lefty coming in. We'll tell you about Ethan Small when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Your local Island Wing Company is proud to support the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. It's always family fun on the island, and we have two locations to enjoy in Jacksonville, on Southside Boulevard and Bartram Market Drive in St. Johns County. For the best wings, burgers, beers, and frozen drinks, come by the island today. And if you're at the ballpark on Sundays, don't forget to grab your bingo card and play for BOGO Burgers. It's always great on the island. Island Wing Company.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. For more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846.
Hey, this is Will Stewart, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Runners on the corners, two outs for Jacksonville, batting top of the eighth. They trail 7-5. And Jake Mankum coming up. The Sounds go to the bullpen to bring in his college teammate at Mississippi State, the lefty Ethan Small. Lefty-righty. Here's the pitch from Small. Over the top fastball, bounce to second. Two skips into the middle. Jones, who gathers it and fires to first. Side retired. Jacksonville gets another run, though. On three hits, they do leave a pair. Middle of the eighth, Nashville 7, Jacksonville 5. Network, powered by FIS.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphones. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the game. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Oh, back for the eighth, 7-5. Nashville, a one-time lead, 7-1. They're up by two, though, batting against Brady Puckett. 9-1-2 in the order. Devaney, Jones, and Churio. First pitch, righty-righty, fastball on the dirt away, ball one. So Ethan Small threw one pitch to get out of the top of the eighth. You figure he'll go back on for the top of the ninth. 1-0. Fastball up and in, ball two. Jumbo Shrimp will have their big bats coming up, needing at least two, Amaya Myers and Johnston. And you wonder, since they've crawled back in this game, 2-0, way inside, ball three. Puckett has just been giving up so many base runners here in AAA. He got out of a jam in the seventh inning, but how long do you go with him here? The 3-0. Fastball on top of the zone. It's 3-1. Jake Walters was throwing in the bullpen at the very end of the top of the eighth. Here's the 3-1. Half cut. Fastball into the hands. He went around. 3-2. Devaney's been on twice. A single and a walk. New England native, born in New Hampshire, grew up in Massachusetts, went to school at Elon. 3-2 from Puckett. Fastball inside, ball four. Another walk. He's faced six batters. He's walked half of them. It's eight walks in four innings for AAA for Puckett. Leadoff man's on here in the eighth. Here's Jamai Jones. Stands in the right-hand batter's box. Great bat. Pitcher Puckett. Bunted down the third baseline. It's foul. It's 0-1. Shrimp trailing by two. Nashville batting here in the eighth. Puckett's got the stirrups on. Navy stirrups, red and white stripes. Gray pants, powder blue jersey, red caps. Nashville, the red tops, white pants, three color caps, white in the front, navy in the back, navy on the brim. Neil one. High drive, deep to left center field. Vang in the left fielder, back at the wall. Devaney runs third, headed for the plate. Here comes the rebound. It's not in time. It gets by Allen now. Heading to third, Jones. And it's 8-5 Jacksonville. An RBI double and likely an error. And Nashville can blow it open again here in the eighth. Ball was hammered 385 feet. Nearly got out of here. And Maya double clutched the relay. Chorio. It is an RBI double on an E6. Here's Chorio. Infield in. Nobody out. Runner on third. The pitch. Fastball bottom of the zone. Strike one.
E6.
And Chorio wants to challenge him. And it was the bottom of the zone. Nashville loses their first challenge. The Aaron are trying to keep it at three runs here. Here's the 0-1. Right the ball in the outside corner. Called strike two. Jacksonville does have one challenge on the other side. You'd certainly think this half inning or the ninth, obviously, a chance to use it. 0-2. Fisted fouls and heading behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Miller on deck for Nashville, then it's Weimer. Jones runs really well over on third. Another 0-2. Swing and a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again. Nashville 6 in the 4th, each team a run in the 5th. Jacksonville 3 in the 6th, each team a run so far in the 8th. Oh, 2 again. Breaking ball in the dirt, great backhand by Allen. Keeps Jones at 3rd with nobody out. 80 degrees in first pitch. It's down to 71. Perfect night. Good crowd here in Nashville. 1-2. Little roller down the third baseline, charging in Groshans. And then we see that ball hit Jones on his hand. Oh, there's no way. And it's strike three. How in the world did that ball hit his hand and roll more than halfway down the third baseline? There's no way. Steven Jashinski's had a terrible game. There's no way. Unless Chorio's got hands of bricks, there's no way that ball hit his hand. It sounded like a foul ball off the wooden bat. That's a missed call. We're showing a replay now. Rick Sweet is really lining up for Shinsky. There is no way. I'm a Jumbo Shrimp broadcaster. There's no way that was a swinging hit by pitch. And Sweet is begging Jashinski to go ask the other umpires. In the face, finally goes back to the third base dugout. And there's one out. Well, that's a really big break for Jacksonville there. Keeps it at 8-5 for the moment. One out of the man on third. There's no way that wasn't a foul ball. Ball trickled about two-thirds of the way down the line. Can you imagine if a pitch hit your hand? You can't hit it off your back of your hand that far. That's ridiculous. Here's Owen Miller with the pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Foul territory. First base side. Johnston behind the coach's box. The first baseman secures it for the second out. So Jacksonville really catching a break. Runner still on third. Two outs now. The infield can back up, and it's Joey Lieber now. Weaver's one for four. Everybody in this lineup has reached base at least once except for Chorio. Here's the pitch from Puckett. Fastball is low. It's ball one. Nashville leads by three. Here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0. Fastball low and away. Ball two. Outfield straight up. 2-0 from Puckett. Swing and a miss. Fastball under the hands. It's 2-1. You know what? They've scored that not as a strikeout of Chorio, but as a fair ball, hitting him in outside the batter's box. And also pretty understandable for Rick Sweet to be upset with that. Here's 2-1. Chopper over the mound, Puckett back, Fields takes his time, close to first, barely gets Weimer, side retired. Nashville gets a run, one hit, they leave a man, and Puckett nearly took way too much time there to throw over the first, nearly cost him. Instead, through 8-5 Nashville. Last chance for Jacksonville when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team.
One-to-One Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at One-to-One Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Hi, this is right-handed pitcher Anthony Maldonado, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
To the ninth, last chance for Jacksonville, trailing Nashville 8-5. Maya Myers-Johnston, Ethan Small, lefty, got the final out of the eighth inning on one pitch. Third base out of the rubber. Pitch to Amaya. Fastball try strike on the outside corner on one. The Durham Bulls have shut out the Gwinnett Stripers 3-0, and they have clinched the second half International League title. So they'll play Norfolk, the 0-1. Fastball letterized strike on the inside corner, 0-2, to try to win their third consecutive International League championship and fifth in the last six seasons. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Change up beneath the zone. Strike three. One away here in the ninth. It's Myers batting. A six-run fourth inning for Nashville is the difference in this one. Jacksonville got on the board with an Allen homer in the fifth. They scored three times in the sixth inning after a Nashville run at the bottom of the fifth. That got things to 7-4. Pitch to Myers. Fastball up and in, ball one. Allen, a two-run single in that sixth inning. Roshan's an RBI base hit. In the eighth, RBI ground out for Groshans. Here's the 1-0. Right back to the screen, foul, 1-1. But at the bottom of the eighth, RBI double for Jamai Jones. Nashville extended their lead to 8-5. One out, nobody on. Here in the ninth, the 1-1 pitch. Change up, floats over the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Shrimp down three. 7:35 first pitch tomorrow. That's Eastern time. 6:35 Central. Ryan Weathers starting that game against Adam Semenaris. Two lefties. 1-2. Rolled over on. Foul down the third base side. We'll do it again. Coverage starts at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. And yes, we're on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com for the final two games of the year in their entirety. There are two more to go. Here's the 1-2. Liner in the center, base hit. So Jacksonville not done yet. Trailing by three, a one-out single in the ninth. And here's Johnston. The tying run on deck in Burnick if Johnston can get on. 8-5 Nashville here in the ninth. And Allen is in the hole. So if you could somehow push it to Allen, Jacksonville will love that. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball one. He's been really hot of late. No postgame show tonight in the stream. We'll wrap it up right after this. 8-5. Nashville here in the ninth. One out, man on first. 1-0. Fastball at the belt, outside edge, 1-1. 1:05 Eastern Sunday, 12:05 Central, and Manuel De Jesus will start in that contest for Jacksonville, and Jansen Junk goes for Nashville. 1-1. Little flare, shallow left, shortstop Devaney gliding out over his right shoulder, makes the catch two away. Myers heads back to first, and it's all up to Burnett. So Allen, who's driven in three today, also has a homer, is the tying run if he can come to bat. Burnick hitting with two outs and a runner on first here in the ninth inning. 8-5 Nashville. Lefty righty, pinch him small. Line back to the screen, foul, it's 0-1. Nashville, one out away from winning three out of the first four in this set. 0-1. Ground ball to third, behind the back, backhanded by Toro, edge of the outfield grass, long for the first in time, and the ball game is over. The Nashville Sounds are 6-1, 4th inning. Up and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by a final score of 3-5. No runs are hit, one runner left on base, and Nashville wins. The final totals, Nashville 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. And the Sounds tonight left 8 on. Jacksonville, 5 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. They left 9 on base in today's game. Eric Lauer, winning pitcher, is 3-4. Daniel Castano takes the loss. He's 5-2. Thanks for joining us, everybody. First on ESPN 690, and then via the stream. Nashville has taken this one 8-5. We'll talk to them tomorrow, 7:35 first pitch, Eastern Time, 6:35 Central. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:20, 6:20 Central. Ryan Weathers, Adam Seminaris, in 5 of the 6-game series, penultimate game. Nashville wins today 8-5. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast and got the result. I'm Scott Goldberg saying so long here on the First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee. Have a great start to your weekend, everybody. Happy Friday. Good night.
To this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.